Kiddushin Beis Aman Aleph, first year.
Oh, you want to do it inside? Let's do it inside for a second. Fine. I'll do it outside. But look inside as I talk, if you want to remind yourself. But I'm going to speak it out outside. The Gemara in Gittin has a machlokes. Is Kedushin Toivsin for Chatzi Shibcho Chatzi Bas Choyim? Right, that's the machlokes over there. And the Gemara says that we know there's a concept called Eishes Shnei Amesim. Yibum is only shayich if one brother who this Isha is married to dies, so then you have Yibum for the other brother. But if it's Eishes Shnei Amesim, if there's a Zeka Mitzad, two of the brothers, then there's no Din Yibum on the third brother. Like, for example, Rashi gives the example over there that after one brother died, the second brother did Maimer, and then he died. So the third brother will not do Yibum, will only do Chalitza, because that's not called Eishes Ameis, it's called Eishes Shnei Ameis. And there's no Din Yibum for Eishes Shnei Ameis. So Gemara says, what will happen in the case of a Chatzi Shibcha Chatzi Bas Chorin, that one brother is Mekadisher, and then she's Neshtachvaro, then she's freed, and the second brother is Mekadisher, and then they both die. So Gemara says over there, there's no problem with Shnei Mason. Over there, the third brother will do Yibum. Why is there no problem with Shnei Mason? Because Miman Avshach. If you hold like the man to Omar who says that when he was Mekadish or when she was a Chatzis, Shifra Chatzis, Batzchor, and the Kiddushim was Chal, so Mimela, only Reuven's married to her. Shimon's not married to her. The second Kiddushim never took effect. And if you hold like the man to Omar, that you cannot be Mekadish, this Chatzis, Shifra Chatzis, Batzchor, Mimela, the first Kiddushim was never Chal, the second Kiddushim is Chal. But Miman Avshach only has one husband. That's where Rashi learns the Miman Avshach. Tosfos says a different shot in the Miman Avshach, but I'm going with Rashi. Right, Zevi, that's what it says. Miman Avshach, there's no problem with Eishes Shnei Mason. So Flex is playing Shu over there. He says, what do you mean? I'll show you a case of Eishes Shnei Mason. What if Reuben was Mekadisher? According to the Mandomer, that Kedushin is Chal, which is a Chati Ship, the Chati Baschor. And then before she's freed, according to that Mandomer, after she's freed, if she was Mekadisha, according to that Mandomer, after she's freed, she's now a regular Bas Chorin, Shimon can't be Mekadisha, because Kedushin's not Toivsin in the Ish. But what if she was Mekadisha before she's freed? The second brother is Mekadisha also before she's freed.
How many brothers are there? They're both alive?
Well, yeah, the second brother in Mekadisher, yeah, well, the first brother is still alive before she's freed, before she's in Shtachar. So Zakat Yeshua, then if they both die, it will be called Eishes Shnei Mason. Why? Because he says that's the Beferish Mishnah in Kedushin. Where's the Mishnah? Samach Bava Midbeis. The Mishnah says, that whenever it's a chiv karis, kedushin's not toivsin. Whenever it's a chiv lav, like a mamzeris, let's say, kedushin is toivsin. It's an avera, but kedushin is toivsin. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. So Pnei Yeshua says, a person who has via with a shivka nechrepas l'ish. This chatzi shifcha chatzi baschorin that the Reuven was makadish. Someone has bia with her that we saw 2 weeks ago in the parsha Sar Shavua is a chiv asham. A chiv asham means it's even less chomer than a lot. So if the klal is when there's a chiv karis kedushin is not toifsin, but when there's a chiv lav kedushin is toifsin, so certainly. When the only kedusha we have is the kedusha of the shibcha chavufa, the shibcha nechrepas l'ish, certainly the second kedusha will be toivsin. Pnei Yeshua says Here's the case of Mitzvah Shtei Mason. It's about the case of Mitzvah Shtei Mason. You hear what he's signing? Cut. Clear. So Zok Bnei Shu, because of this, he says, must be that it's not true. Condition Taka, not Toysen. The second condition Taka, not Toysen in that case. Why not? Zok Bnei Shu, when we talk about whether that condition can't be Toysen by Chiv Koris, but it can be Toysen by Chiv Lav, that's when all we have in front of us is how common the Isser is. If there's an Isser Koris, the condition can't be Toysen. Is this a Lav, like a Mamzeris? It will be Toysen. Or Koin and Barry's a Grusha. It will be Toysen. So, yeah. So, Shivra Harufa, Shivra Harufa, obviously, Mitzad, the Isser, it's less common than a Lav. But over here, we have a different problem. What's the different problem? She's Kvan is Kaddish. When he sells for Kaddish, I'm Mamzeris. If it's a Lav, but she's not married yet. So there could be such a thing that could do, since the Choymer HaIsr is not as bad as Koris, that's the clause we see from this Mishnah, we'll get to that figure in a long time from now, the condition types it. But over here, even though it's even less than a lot, in a Kanami, but there's one difference over here. Over here, she's already married. But in the Isha that already has Kedushin, that means she was already nicknamed to somebody else, right? She gave the Makna herself to the second guy. Something which was already bought can't be sold again. But the Kadesh with Lashon is, he says, that all the Kaimel and Ba'al Kedushin types to Mechavi Kedushin types to Mechavi Lavin Hainu Chavi Lavin Da'alma about a Yedei Kedushin a Mamzeris, the Chiv Lav didn't come because of Kedushin, it was anyway Chiv Lav, but over here with the Isser Shukha Lufa came about Al Yedei Kedushin. But Lav Agil Mishkaf is Kedushin Acha Kedushin. So anyway, you can't have a Kedushin after a Kedushin. The Kevin to type the Kedushin Ruvain, Hare he bit a shoe soy. She's now in the Rishus of Ruvain. She's now quote unquote owned by him. Then the Yad the Kabbal Kedushin Machir. She can't go. She has no way of being a Kabbal Kedushin the second one. So Amela, that's why this would not be a case of Eshet Nei Mason. That's what the Rishus was said. The Avin Balum argues that it's not true. The Avin Balum says that in a Chinami, in a case of Hamakadish, which is Chetze Shibka, Chetze Bas Chorin, if somebody else come along every Kedushin after that, it would Taka Bichal. It would Taka Bichal. The second Kedushin Bichal. What's his Raya? The Gemara in Samach Zayin Midbeis. Because the Gemara in Samach Zayin Midbeis on that Sugya. The Gemara on that Mishnah. The Mishnah which says, Kedushin is not placed in Mechaive Krisis, it is placed in Mechaive Lavin. The Gemara in that Mishnah wants to know how you know all this, where it's all learned out from. So Gemara has a whole Shaka Vitario. How you know that by an Asian dish, the condition can't be types? And it's bringing rayas from other places, from other rayas. What do you see from that Gemara? That the only reason condition can't be types from an Asian dish is because it's in this Akaris. The Gemara learns it out from other Isurei Akaris. The Jews say by other Isurei Akaris, condition can't be types. The Gemara specifically singles out Asian dish. The Jews like by other Isurei Akaris, conditions can't be Toysen. So to Meishas Ish. According to Yeshua, 1 second. What do you got to prove that for? Forget about the Issacharis. Anyway, conditions can't be Toysen with Meishas Ish because he already has conditions. What is going to go out of his way to prove it? Hello, Mahai Zokt Abni Milum. It's clear from this Gemara that if not for the Issacharis, conditions could be Toysen with Meishas Ish. The pshat that you can't be Mekadesh Meishas Ish, I'm not talking about the Avera Shabbat. I'm talking about are the Kedushin Chal or not. The technical matter. The fact that the Kedushin can't be Chal, Zokta Abni Milum, you see from the air, is not because she already took Kedushin. That's not enough of a reason. Even though she already took Kedushin, she can take Kedushin again. The only reason it's not Chal is because it's a Goris, and Kedushin is not Chal, but it's a Goris. So what would be by the Shibka Chalufa case, what would be by our case? Avada, the second Kedushin would be Chal. That's Abni Milum Tainus. Yeah. Oh, that's what I want to get to. So now, what the issue will answer up for this Gemara? So, if you saw these Avni Vilum, brings down a whole list of Acharinim, different Tarutim. The Chazon Ish said that Rabbi Yeshua will learn that this Gemara is not really going on the fact of whether Kiddushin creates it or not, which is going on whether it creates Mamzerus or not. But he tied it like he tied it, the Dimitrovsky tied it, it's not much for that way. All the Terutzim they bring down, the Bechonim, Bechonim says no, in a Hanami, but Rabbi Yeshua says it's true, the second Kiddushin can't be Taibsin, but the reason we needed to prove over here that Kiddushin is not Chal Ben Eishes Eishes, what if they both Mekadosh are the same exact second? Would it be Chal Ben? So for that, we need to prove that Ben Eishes is not Chal because it's a chorus. You follow? But if you already had one and then the other one came along, then it's Poshim, would it be Chal? This is the reason they say to answer up to Rabbi Yeshua. You heard the Bechonim Seretz? What? David Malum's whole time is that you see from this Gemara, the Gemara is going out of its way to explain that the reason Kedushin is not Chal by Nashus Ish, married already, is because of the Issachar. According to Yeshua, that's not the reason. The reason is because she's already married. So Rabbi Chanan says no, but what if two people gave a Kedushin the same exact sex? What would be the din then? Could you recover both Kedushins? Oh, so go ahead.
Because
they're not the same
exact
sex. Well,
theoretically, it's possible.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's possible, theoretically. First of all, I can make up a case like this. I give a condition.
What's Shalia?
Yeah, exactly. Very good. So it's Shaykh. So what would be in that case?
What can you say? My condition is
totally. That it should be Chal that second, and make it nine the condition. Okay. Very good. So there's ways of making it happen at the same second. Fine. So then what would be in that case? So Gwent Ben Yeshua, you don't have the problem of you already in the Skadish. So maybe it should be Chal. So for that, the Gemara to show it's not Chal because it's a Kodesh Shabbat. That's how Ben Yeshua can get out of Davin Lulun Fans. The Gemara, that's what Bechonim says. But even that's not so posh. Ayin Shom, if you want to see the bottom over here, he goes through this. But there's a truth that they say to the Tanya of Damilum from this Gemara. Yeah? But that's Machloikis over here. No, don't miss this point. Ready? That's Machloikis, Damilum and Bnei Yeshua. So what's going on here? What's the Machloikis over here? So it sounds like this. Aisha Niknis, there's a way that Makadosh and Isha, Kesef, Shar, and Bia, Kesef is from that from a Sada, the same way you buy a Sada, you buy an Isha. That's for sure that Kedusha does not mean that you own an Isha. Yeah? Yeah? He doesn't own, he can't buy and sell her once he does Kedusha with her. Is Evid Kanaini, he can buy and sell. His wife, he cannot. So clearly doesn't mean that, right? It's learned that from Sada, it's learned that from buying a Sada. It doesn't mean you literally buy her the way you buy a Sada. It just means that the type of Kenyan you use when you buy the Sada, we'll soon see where it's went out from. By Avraham Avinu, even though into the Gemara, you had most people familiar with these concepts, yeah? Even though it's went out from there, Akokok doesn't mean literally you buy her, you don't own her. It just means you use the same type of Kenyan that you did over there, and when you enact that type of Kenyan Kesef in this case, for Kedushin, it creates a Kedushin. What seems to be the Machlekes, it sounds like a little bit, today Yeshua and Avnei Miluim, is to what extent do we view that Kenyan as a real Kenyan, as a Kenyan that we know by other places? About it not viewed to the extent that Imam is owner. Yeah? But is it that it's still called, quote unquote, that she's nicknit to you to the extent that just like once something's nicknit to me, it cannot be nicknit to you. Just like if I bought this safer, there's no way for you to buy this safer unless I want to sell it to you. Which again, by condition, won't help us. But if I gave money to a Meisher and bought this from him, you can't come a minute later and give money to this Meisher and buy it from him too. I just bought it. There's nothing to buy anymore, yeah? So is the condition viewed like that, which would kind of be what Bnei Yeshua is saying, or no? Ishaniknis is just a way of making Kedushin is doing this type of kin. If someone else comes along and does that type of kinyan after I do it, so she's married to two people. She's married to two people. Now, 1 second. Technically speaking, that will never happen because once she's married to me, there's an Issur Karis, and Kedusha is not toifsim by Chiyuv Karis. But what if I could create a case where I was Mekadesh her and yet there's no Karis? Like Shibcha Chavrufa. Shibcha Chavrufa. Okay, Shibcha Chavrufa. Yeah. So what would be then? Bnei Yeshua says, what do you mean what would be then? It doesn't matter if there's no Karis. It doesn't matter. She was already Nikna. If I bought the Sefer, you can't buy the Sefer. And we view the Kinyan Kiddushin like a Mamish Kinyan in that respect. I own it, you can't own it. I mean, the Lulim saying, no. No, it's not true. The Kinyan Kiddushin is a Kinyan that we make to create a Kiddushin. It looks like a Kinyan of buying something, but it's really not. It's just a Kinyan which makes the Kiddushin. That's what we learn to learn after each Sukkot. But it's not like when I buy something, you can't buy it. It's not true. Technically, you could. Technically, if I bought it, if I made a Kiddushin with this Yishuv, you could make a Kiddushin afterwards. What's stopping you? The Chiyuv Karis is stopping you. But if it would be a Shivka Chavrufa, Taka, it would be Chal. It would Taka be Chal. I mean, it's Osir. Because Chiyuv Oshim, but at least the beer part is Chiyuv Oshim, but through Taka be Chal. Yeah? Machloek is in the Havana of what it means the Ish Niknis. So now everybody wanted to say, it's not Mukhuk.
Is there happening Meluim because Shas, that's going to hold water?
Well, I mean, he's Meirich over here. He might bring more rise one way or the other. But in what he's saying, yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
That nickname or the concept of producing is not a kingdom. It's a stretch.
It's not a kingdom, but it's definitely different than any. It's definitely
than any other kingdom in the world.
Yeah.
A stretch.
We don't say that it's owned by me now. That now it can't be owned by you. We don't say that. That's what he's saying.
But even though the way I do it is like any other kingdom.
Even though the way I do it is looks like every right. But that's why I started off what I was saying before is. Anyway, that's true. Likulam. That's what I started to say before. Anyway, we know that it's not mamish what it looks like. Because if it's like a kinyan of a soda, I own that soda. I could buy and sell that soda. It definitely is not that. Meaning, well, that's why I started off what I was saying before. Lakula Alma, it's not exactly what it sounds like. It's not like buying a soda. It's learned out from when Abraham Avinu bought the soda.
It's like buying the soda where I have to unacquire the soda.
The Hanami, but is that the Shiloh, but is it to the extent that no one else could acquire it? Is it not to the extent that no one else could acquire it?
I don't have a virus on it that I can buy and sell it as a cleaver.
Yeah, so that's the Shiloh.
As far as the Kenyan is concerned.
Then no one else can make a Kenyan. No one else can make a Kenyan. Yeah, it is a Kenyan, but is it a Kenyan that someone else could also
there is no other
make a Kenyan?
There is no other concept in Shas, and I'm aware that two people make a Kenyan on one thing. So it's a simple scratch.
It might be.
Huh?
Not sure. It might be.
Lula, Matana, what is it that I can acquire something?
Yeah, so that's Abdul Bloom's riot. That's a Gabaldic riot. Penishu has to get out of that riot. And a Hanami. Penishu has to get out of that riot. It's not, but you're right.
That's not, but that's not, that has nothing to do with the concept of.
It does.
It's a riot.
It does.
If the bottom line is, once someone is.
That's right.
That's okay. So
what do you need a riot for? Damelum's riot really points, meaning Damelum is really saying that you see from that Gemara that there wouldn't be a Chiyuv Karis, Eish Es Ish, condition would be
fixed. Isn't that both of them over there, the initial
Kiddushin? No, the Kiddushin on the Eish Es Ish, which is already married. That's talking about
the second one.
Is there our Kedushin types in on an Eishes Ish? Now, if she's an Eishes Ish, there was already Kedushin. That's Abraham's point, exactly. The fact that you have Avdin to begin with. Why you have to go and prove it's not Chal. You know why it's not Chal? Because it's a chorus.
But when you're saying
it's
very
forget it's the chorus.
It's not a
kid.
Why? It might be
a rule. That's why I set it up like that. That's what I'm trying to set up like that. Lekula Alma is not a kidney like a sack of potatoes. Lekula Alma. Because then I can buy and sell it just like I can sell it every kidney. That we certainly can do. Question is then, so how far does it go? Is it a kinyan that, like, to the extent that no one else can make a kinyan? Which is taka mashma the gemara.
Was there any concept in Torah? What are you going to do with two people that bought something?
Okay, the conditions.
Well, how would you be able to do something?
And the condition is definitely a different thing now. That's what I'm saying. The condition is definitely not like buying and selling something. Definitely not. So then that's for sure that's not. So then what is it now? And what I'm saying, you anyway have to, it's anyway different. So how different is it? Where do you draw the line? You're saying what Pnei Yeshua says makes more sense to you. Okay, and if now, okay. Okay, fine, we have the Lumas, the Gavaltiko Raya, that the Echorim are struggling to get out of that Raya.
Yeah. No,
it's, yeah.
Again,
the issue
is not really dealing with something
that is
very sure, legal,
sense. You kind of
create something,
right? Creation
of the idea that, well,
what's the tradition? Yeah, because he's viewing it as what you're saying. The tradition is viewing it as we would generally view a kinyan, which is, once it's nicknit to you, it can't be nicknit to me. But I'm saying that that's not so partial that the tradition works that way. I mean, lemais it does because of the chiv chorus, but not because of the tradition shabbat. Nafkamina shifra chavu. That's a nafkamina. Yeah? So what my Rabbi wanted to say was, a derech epsher, obviously it's not a raya one, it's not necessarily a raya, but it's a mashma that way. That's right, it's not.
So maybe
you
can't make a real
king
on something like that.
No, we're going with the mandomer that condition is chal by her. No. The machlok is what condition is chal by her. But according to the mandomer that condition is chal by her, no. What the mandomer condition is? Yeah. According to the Mandoma Kedushin is probably heard, that's what the Pasuk's talking about, according to him. The whole Pasuk's talking about that, according to him. Yeah, the Mandoma El Chanami, it doesn't start. It's Machloikas. Yeah? So what my Rebbe wanted to say, Adarech Epsher, is maybe that's what Rashi wants. The mission starts out, Aisha Niknis. Right? Aisha Niknis. Now, how do you learn Niknis? So Niknis can mean there's a general, you know, act called Kedushin, which looks like an act of a kinyan. It's learned out from the act of a kinyan kesef, let's say. But it's really nothing like a real kinyan that it becomes the husband. It doesn't become the baal's to the extent that no one else could be coined at it, or her. I shouldn't call her it. Yeah? Because someone else could also be coined at it, according to Abnilum, besides the kiddushin shabbat. So the kinyan is not a kinyan that it becomes mine, mamish, because someone else could be coined at her too. If not for the Issa Chorus. That's what Avnei Lulam would say. Or no, she's mom is nicknet to the husband, that once she's nicknet to me, no one else can be going to her. So my Rebbe wanted to say, maybe that's what Rashi wants. Ha'isha nicknes, labayla. We started off asking, what does Rashi want over here? Ha'isha nicknes, the Mishnah says, Rashi comes along and says, labayla. Of course, labayla. Who else is she nicknes to? What is Rashi saying? What does Rashi want? Isha nicknes to who? So who? What is that you're adding? Labayla. Now that we understand that there's two ways of really looking at it, Labayla can mean, like, Rashi being madgish, Adarech Nis Pnei Yeshua. She's nicknessed Labayla. Don't think there's a general kinyan happening here that looks like a kinyan, but really, anybody else can come and be claiming it also, if not for the Issa Chorus. No. She's nicknessed Labayla like a real kinyan to the extent that no one else could be, she can't be nicknessed to anybody else. She becomes in his, like Pnei Yeshua says, like Pnei Yeshua said, she becomes in his rishos. She becomes in the Bible's rishos, then nobody else, she can't go into anybody else's rishos. So maybe that's what Rashi wants, nicknes lebaila. That's what Rashi's doing, madgish nicknes lebaila. Yeah.
We just say that Kedushin, that's what it says,
the Bible. What do
you
mean?
Rashi
had to say Labayla. You know it's about Kedushin, though.
When it says Kedushin,
before you get further in the Mishnah, I know it's about Kedushin,
because it's about Kedushin. Okay, but the Mishnah is talking about Kedushin.
That. Huh?
Shifcha.
What did
he
say?
Doesn't he talk about Kedushin, right?
Kesef Shtar Bia, all these things on the Shayat. Nitz is about the Baal, the on Shayat.
No, the Baal means Kedushin. I'm not saying that Rebbe Shabbat is not right, you can understand Rashi like that also.
Yeah, but we know from the rest of the Mishnah about Kedushin.
Seriously,
it's a really good thing. We do. Whatever happened is not talking about Kedushin.
And Rashi is telling you, it's Kedushin. I'm starting to learn. It's a Zisha Nikmah.
Okay. Okay.
It's about Baptist.
Yeah, it's about Baptist.
I'm not upshot. I'm not upshot. It's yours.
I hear.
I'm fascinated how they come up with an Abne Melur in Gittin. How did your Rebbe sit in
No, I don't know. He probably was holding the Sug anyway. So when he holding the Sug anyway, it hit him. I used to nick this out of the Bible. That's why I said, I said Derech HaKdomah. This is, you know, Derech Efshur. This is not the Parsha Peshat the way you would probably learn it, because most people just wouldn't learn it like that. But it's
this
a very geshmak of
Sugget.
No, this is bad. It's a very geshmak of Sugget to be nichnas into. Anyway, so that's how I wanted to do it. But the Maitre, that's what he wanted to say. That's not the point. Why is Rashi being madrish about it? Madrish about it to bring out this Likudim. No. But after a little, you learn that you learn the Rashi like Yiri, whatever. I'm just saying, I'm trying to be madrish. I call upon him, that's the Shiloh over here.
Huh?
I call upon him, that's the different ways of looking at over here. And other extra, it could be that they're actually trying to be madrish.
Huh?
You okay there? Good. Okay, let's see a little bit weiter. Aish and Niknis, Bishol is drachin. The koine is atzma b'shtei drachin. She's Niknis in three ways, and she's koine herself back from the husband in two ways. Niknis b'kesef b'shtar b'bia. She's Niknis with these three things, kesef b'shtar and bia.
Having position that has a first block.
Fine. B'shami armin. B'kesef, how much kesef? B'shami armin b'dinner. B'shava dinner. You still buy him, but put the b'shava pruto. B'chalik is how much kesef you need. B'kami, pruto, echad, mishman, b'isra, talki. That's how big a pruto is. Rashi. B'shava is drawing to the first of Azul. B'hai, shalosh, shalosh, and the cable. With a gemara, boy, a mite ton, and lush, and the cable. To bring, go back into her own rishus, to be able to marry somebody else, that she does with two drachim. Okay, now, how is she nicknamed? Bekesef b'shtar. First, b'brayse b'gemara. The brayse explains how you do this. Noisim lo kesef, give her kesef, or shove her kesef. V'oim lo arayam kudesh es li. Nowadays we use a tabas. Star, koisib lo avaniyar. He writes down on a piece of paper, af al fi she'ino shava pruta, even though that paper is not shava pruta, harayat mekudeshesli. Now, the Bryson says later on, the paper is not shava pruta. Why did Rashi have to say it? What?
Well, even so, why does that matter?
What does it matter? Yeah, why is Rashi have to go out of his way to explain that the star is not shava pruta? Yeah.
Maybe
that's
Yisrael. Why? Kesef.
Kesef
has a certain value.
Yeah.
The Chorish star doesn't have to have a value. It's a star. So why does Rashi have to say that?
It's like Shabbat Kesef.
Right. Oh, say again, what?
Otherwise, why do you think it's...
Oh! It could be, that's right. It could be Rashi had to say it. Because if the star... Did have to be Shabbat. The star did have to be a Shabbat Pruta. Then you don't need star. The star is already a Shabbat Kesef. Star is another way of being Mekadosher. So it's Mukhro. It has to be the Chora that the star can be less than Shabbat Pruta, because the star would be Shabbat Pruta. So that's Shabbat Kesef already. So what do you gain from star? Star doesn't mean anything.
No, maybe. Oh.
Give an empty piece of paper that's worth the Shabbat Pruta.
No,
that's good enough.
By Kesef, he says,
Oimer Lo.
Oimer Lo. Give some money, Oimer
Lo. What about here?
The star is not saying anything, so maybe, you mean that he doesn't need the people, If it's written in the star, arrest and possession
of the
player,
what do you think? Ah, you're what you're saying.
Maybe they were both.
You understand like this?
The
only thing. I want to say that it has to be that it's worth less than a Shava Pruta, because with the Shava Pruta, the same thing as Shava Kesef. You can say no. Maybe it has to be Shava Pruta, but it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. Because you don't have to say. Right. You don't have to be Oymer.
Why
Rashi Ala Rif. Rashi Ala Rif says Ba'oymer. But our Rashi doesn't. I underline that. Rashi of Rif says, by the star, he says, Al Yeshiva Shava Pruta, he gives her the star, and he writes in the star very conditionally, the Oymer. And he says it too. Yeah. So according to Rashi of Rif, you can't say your pshat. But Rashi on the Mishnah doesn't say that. So maybe you're right. We'll come back to this. Okay, fine, we'll see. Then Rashi says, Bia, what about Bia? Ba lev amis kachli ba Bia zu, ba gula yara ba kro. Yeah. It's kachli ba this Bia. Now, that's what it sounds like. Now, the Rebbe Akiva Eiger on the Mishnayos asks, why Rashi had to say, we asked him in the Rav, by the Bia, Hiskachi Li. Why do you have to say Li? When I give Kesef, why do I have to say Li? Or if I give a Shtar, why do I have to say Li? Because otherwise it could be a Shliach.
No, there's no Shliach for Bia.
The Chayra Bia is something that you have to go. Is that a Kinyan that you're giving over? The Chayra...
It shouldn't be a Bia
Tros. The Chayra, it shouldn't be a Shliach.
Yeah, but if he's not in the Chayra, if he doesn't say that, then it's a Bia Tros.
No. Oh, yeah, but what does that mean, though? Is it Makadish? No. By saying it's Kachi, that makes it not a Bias Nos. But why the Li? No, you're right. It's Kachi we need. Or let's say, for example, the Bias Zoo. Why zoo? Because if not zoo, maybe it's a Bias Nos. That's a good point. That's a good point. You have to show us that it's a Bias Nos. But why Li? Li is only coming for one thing. We'll see later in the Gemara. Li is only coming to show that I'm not a Shliach. I'm doing it for me. So by Kesef and Shtar, that makes sense. By Bia, you can't be a Shliach. How do you have a Shliach doing Maisa? You can't have a Shliach doing filling for you. You can't have a Shliach doing something
why?
That you have to do with your book.
No.
Oh, is that Bia?
I don't know.
Was that Kesef?
The Halloween and that name, the same thing.
Oh, so listen to this.
Maybe he's going to give him one of the jury or not. So I don't know.
So it gets. Good. To show you that? No, but the Shtar might only say it. The Shtar doesn't have to say names on it necessarily. I don't think so. I mean, Rashi didn't say anything about that. He just said, write down on the Shtar, Abraham Kadesh. So listen to this. There's a Ravon. There's a Rishon. There's a Ravon who says that Bia works for Torah Sanoa. But what that means is that it's not the category of Kedusha Bia. It's a category of Kedusha Kesef. Because Kesef means to give over Hanoa. So if I give over Kesef to you, maybe I'm giving it over as a Shliach. So I have to say Li. So too, there's such a thing as giving over Bia for Torah Kesef. Memela, maybe you're a shliach to give over that no. So you have to say Li. According to the Ravon, so what is Bia then in the Mishnah? If Bia works with Torah Sano, and Ano is really a category of Kesef, so what is Bia in the Mishnah? So I heard from my Rebbe also, that Bia according to Ravon is for the Besulah. That the Gemara says in Besulah, the Besulah doesn't have a knob because she has a star. So since there's a star over there, it wouldn't work with Torah's Kesef. So you need a separate category called Bia. But if she won't be a Besulah, and a Chinami, it could be that the whole Bia is only a function of Kesef. Memela, you have to, that's what the Rebbe wanted to say, the answer of the Kinnah's Kashin. The answer is Kinegas Kasha. But Mela, that's why it would make sense. You'd have to say Li over here. It's not the act of Bia that's creating the Kedushin. It's the giving over of the Hanah. And on that, you could be a Shlif. You have to say Li. Where when it's the act of Bia, like the case of the Sula with the Tsar, and so then Abada, you can't be a Shlif for that. It's a act. You have to do it. Like filling. But Mela, that would answer why that's saying Li over here. Smack a hole, huh? Where's that?